Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
You told us that you are going to break up with your girlfriend.
No, I didn't. See, I was stretching stuff all out of proportion. Kelly, I've calmed down a little bit.
Good.
You calmed down?
I was a little warm, but I might need your help. All right, so I want you to listen to this very carefully, okay? Jenna,
right.
You too.
All right, let me listen carefully.
Yeah. Jenna, you can listen in, but it's my help that he needs.
Do I need elbow pads and knee pads to listen carefully?
No, just listen up.
Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of hard to upset me. I'm a go with the flow kind of, you know?
When you explode, whoo.
Man.
Woo. So, my girlfriend is going on a trip with some of the girls, all right?
Okay.
They are going to Jamaica.
Okay.
For Carnival.
That's right. All right. That's right.
Yeah.
Be fun. Fun girls trip. Yeah, you know, that doesn't bother me at all. It really doesn't. I've been
to
Jamaica.
Right. Yeah, you trust me.
I've been to Jamaica. I'm a trusting guy. I'm not a jealous guy.
What'd you do in Jamaica?
Well, you know, I went to the waterfalls. I went to the 7 Mile Beach.
Uh-huh.
I remind, everything is, you know, around the corner. Everything is get a pack of, six-pack of Red Stripe and go on about your business. It's easy going. Just like me.
So the hookup potential is not that bad for
No.
Her. Okay, good.
But then she took me, she sent me an email the other day. And she said, hey, can you show this to the makeup lady here, Janine? It's her costume.
Uh-huh.
Because I need her to get some makeup that will go with the costume that I'm going to be wearing at Carnival.
Okay.
And if you've ever seen Rihanna at Carnival, it's sort of along the lines of those costumes.
Kelly?
All she covers is she just has circles on her
This
room.
Costume.
It's something.
I could have got a bird out of that tree right over there. A little bird. Out of that tree right over there.
A little teeny tiny feathers.
A little teeny hummingbird. It's like a feather, like the little feathers on the top of your hat.
Uh-huh.
It's like a feather here and a feather there.
On each boob.
And a little
patch of feathers there.
Oh!
Yeah.
Ow.
Woo. Okay, I'm getting upset again.
Your reaction was like...
I said, where's the rest of it?
You sound like her daddy now.
Al, you're the one that always talks about wanting topless women on the beach.
Not mine.
It's different.
Not mine.
Yeah, it's different when you're not going to be there.
Yeah.
So you only date hot girls, and you're mad that she's going to be too hot.
Yes.
Well, okay. She shouldn't be showing that to other people. That should be saved for you, her man.
Calm down. All right, so my question is this, Kelly.
And yes.
Women can call up. That's fine. So I'm trying to, should I be like... controlling? I'm not trying to be controlling, right? I'm trying to be go with the flow guy, but I want to express my
displeasure
with her wardrobe choice.
You're doing it now.
You get naked every day at work.
She's different.
Nobody wants Al.
Right? She's telling me what I should wear to this wedding in Sonoma or whatever when we go to wine country. So should I tell her that she may need to wear like a full length gown when she goes to Carnival? I don't want to be that guy. You know,
you don't have to be controlling, but it is nice to show a little bit of jealousy. I think that's nice. If you mm-hmm. really didn't care, she'd be like,
"Yeah,
why don't you care?" I mean, yeah. It's good that you care.
So how do I, as a guy, boyfriend, our phone number is 800-KID-LIFE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
How do I, as boyfriend guy, express my displeasure verbally, but not over the top, you know, like, oh, he's you know, trying to tell me what to do.
Be careful, Al. Because if you start going off on this, she's going to tell all her friends, and then you're going to become that boyfriend to her friends.
See, I don't want to be that dude.
You're going to be that boyfriend.
I don't want to be
Al
that dude.
Al doesn't let you have fun. You used to be fun before you were that.
I
wanted to have fun. She can wear a robe. Do something new.
Al.
Set a trend.
Well, maybe she can wear just a little bit more material.
Get one of the things that my mama had, the little moo-moo thing. That she used to come out when I was out in the yard playing past the time when the city light came on.
Do you trust her?
Yes. Implicitly. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah.
English major.
All the way.
Yeah, explicitly would be something else. But
see, this is why it's weird, because it's like a guy doesn't really want to date a girl that never gets hit on by guys that's not hot. You want that, because it's like, she's mine, yeah. But
when...
She shouldn't be naked, I agree. She shouldn't be like...
I'll be honest.
Going to Carnival, it's all about debauchery.
Yes!
Al showed me the picture of the outfit or something similar to it. And even I was like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Your wife wore, you know, has worn, you guys go all out for Halloween, and she wore a Katy Perry bra.
Right, but I think it's different when you're with her. Mm-hmm. When you're with her, because you can assess the situation, and you can see every guy that's looking, and that's good. You guys keep looking, but I'm right here, fellas.
See, that's the thing. Now, if me and JC go to Jamaica, and we're looking at these women, woohoo! I want to see it every step I take.
Well, because you're a man, you know what men think.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want men having those thoughts about your
wife. That's the problem. And now it's not there.
And it's in Jamaica.
You don't trust her, but it's a little bit, I think it is. Sorry, I think it's a little disrespectful for her to wear that.
Well, I mean, no,
if she's in a committed relationship, to wear that. You can still dress sexy, but not naked.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like the bottoms? Are they like booty showing?
I don't even want to tell you. That's how much booty's going to be showing.
So when you talk about all the topless beaches and stuff like that you want when we're going on a family vacation to Mexico, you wouldn't want her to do the topless beach?
No. No, not my woman.
You want to look at other women that are.
Yeah.
Because he knows how men think.
Yeah.
And he respects his woman and doesn't want other men looking at her that way. I get it.
Yeah. All right.
You're a man. Men, okay, let's be honest. I'm not bashing men. Men are dogs.
Yeah.
And men think about certain things.
We do.
And you don't want your woman that's your committed relationship being looked at in that way.
Unless it's
by you.
Unless we're there, because there's a great feeling when you see all these guys wanting to walk up to your
checking
girl
you.
And they're checking her out.
Yeah.
And you just walk up and you put your arm around her and you just smile. Like, that's my girl.
At some point, you start looking at her as your future wife and the future mother of your children. You start looking at her in a different way, and you really don't want her dressing like that anymore.
Well,
it's a respect issue.
Speaking of that, Kelly, Anthony has some bro advice for Big Al.
Go, bro.
Come on, Anthony.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Big Al, here's the thing. If you really want to be with the Rams, if you don't want to do all the let other people see that stuff, you got to put a ring on it, bro. That's the way to go.
Got to put a ring on it, dog.
There you go. Then she's yours.
Put a ring on it.
It's been over a year, Al. You're past the...
Okay. All right. I appreciate your input, Anthony.
Anthony does have a good point.
See, you ogle over girls all the time.
All the time.
And if I were her, I mean, just personally, I don't know. I haven't seen the outfit, okay? And I get why you would get uncomfortable. But I wouldn't be comfortable if I was her with the way you ogle over girls
on the daily.
Al ain't going to do nothing. Al's tired.
I am tired, Jimmy. At least one thing you need to know about
Al 5 years ago, she should be worried. Al today... He ain't doing
too
nothing.
Much
he ain't doing, just, he ain't doing nothing.
Women come to bar every night.
It's like, you know, how those women have been married to men for 50 years, and he's like checking out the chicks. And the wife ain't worried because he ain't doing nothing.
You're insecure that she's not going to do anything.
I'm not worried about her hooking up. I'm just worried about the wardrobe choice. Let's make that clear.
Like I completely get it.
Kelly said, she ain't got to worry about me.
Well, is that
a girl could be standing right next to me. No, she could be standing in back of another girl. Hot girl, a 10.
Yeah.
Could be standing right, and I'm like, could you move up a little bit so I can see you? Because I can't see. I'm not going to walk around here. That's how lazy I am.
Now, is that friend... Is her incredibly hot friend Jessica going
exactly.
with her?
That you... Yesterday, you were talking about the friend you'd hook up with that's hot if she died.
If she's dead, there you go. But
she's
if she's dead.
Dead.
Okay.
Thank you, Kelly.
So maybe the guys over there in Jamaica will go for Jessica. Simone, you think Al should trust his girl?
I do. I completely disagree with all of you guys. I'm actually from Trinidad.
Uh-huh.
I participated in Carnival. I've been in those half-naked costumes, and honestly, the more naked, the better. If your girlfriend has the body for it and she wants to go and enjoy herself, you should let her, and you should trust her. She's not going to do anything. It's more about her being in the costume than anything else. It's the music, the people, the energy. Just let her have it.
Tell me about your costume you wore last time you were in Carnival.
It was a two-piece. It wasn't a wire bra. Had a big headpiece, had a big back piece with the feathers, and, you know, I was all day out in that costume, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. All right. You're going to be there this year?
I do.
All right, Simone.
Thanks,
Simone. All right, baby. Thank you.
Oh, Al.
Just because I'm an old dog don't mean I'll
tell you what, you date, a young, hot girl for that reason, and that's what you're going to get, you know, and the more you try and suppress it, the more she's going to rebel.
Well, you know what, Al? When she goes to Jamaica and she's wearing these sexy costumes out there in Carnival, you need to come to work in a Speedo all week long just to show her who's boss right there.
I want to see that.
You know what I mean? Dude, a little payback.
I'm going to buy me the biggest. I'm going to go to one of these hotels like the Ritz or Four Seasons, have those big, thick robes in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to buy one of those bad boys. I'm going to give me some duct tape. I'm going to tape up.
Just have her send the picture to me of what she's going to wear. Have her model it, and I will tell her how to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
You'll tell her?
I got it.
Uh-huh.
Well, love you, Al.
I know what your motives are.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We got a trip for you to go all the way down to Cancun in Mexico.
Yeah, buddy.
Coming up in about 10 minutes.
My home away from home.
6 seconds from the beach. And also, 8:30 Central, this man. Josh Groban will be calling the show. We'll be talking to him. He's doing TV stuff.
Yeah.
We got the crazy ones. With Robin Williams. So we'll talk to him about that, maybe about a little bit of music. And
would you, Kelly?
Oh, I love him.
Kelly would
love.
Chicks love this dude, man.
Love the Josh Groban. He's just got that cool,
he's so
like.
Funny?
Yeah, he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's not intimidating.
He's cute.
I want to hang out with that guy.
That curly hair.
So we'll talk to him. 8:30 Central. Make sure you're here for that. But first, let's get to know our brand new executive producer, Mike Morse.
Like Mike.
Our old executive producer, White Cheddar, Punta Cana Cowboy, Sonny J.
He left us.
He went to L.A. No, so we found Big Mike.
Mike. Is that why there are those those snacks, the White Cheddar snacks, still in that office?
Yeah.
White Cheddar.
Okay, homage. Yep. It's an homage.
Okay.
Don't throw him away, dog.
No, I won't.
He's gone, but nothing.
R.I.P. Hold on. Let me pour out some water.
Thanks, homie. All
right.
Mike's going to be a part of a big part of our show, so we want you to get to know him a little bit. So we thought we'd ask you some questions.
Yeah, can I first off just say...
No, you can't.
No.
Okay. let me just first off say what an unbelievable honor it is to be with you guys on this show.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
I mean, having known and, you know, I've been in radio for years and we can talk about that, but, you know, just knowing Kid, having met him once, had the honor of sitting across from him at a table, was just blown away.
Yeah.
And he's created the best staff and cast in all of radio.
Was he nice to you?
Unbelievably nice.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he was great.
I'm glad you caught him on a good day.
Yeah.
Kelly!
It's an honor to be a part of this. So.
Well, thank you, brother. Welcome.
Well, a little backstory. You just moved,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, and, just, and, I'm here now.
Yeah.
I'm here for 6 weeks. Yeah,
uh-huh.
my two kids and my wife are still in North Carolina.
There you go.
So you're married with two kids.
When
you moved from where?
From Raleigh, North Carolina. I met my wife in April of 2008, like I told you guys the other day when I was signing breast at a concert. we met in April of 2008, got engaged in September 2008.
Oh, quick.
I knocked her up in December of 2008.
Nice.
Dang. Got married in April of 2009.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
We were on fast track.
You moved fast.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, you know.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Farmville, Virginia. I mean, I was born, you know, in Indianapolis, but my dad was in the military. But I spent the majority of my life growing up in Virginia.
Okay.
When I graduated college, in Central Virginia.
Okay.
Little town called Farmville. Not the place that you play the stupid video games, Farmville.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which ruined my whole town's name.
So,
but
so if there's a West Virginia, how come there's not an East Virginia?
That's a good question. I guess
no, it's not a good question.
It's a dumb question.
Actually, not.
There's a North Dakota, South Dakota, okay. New Mexico, Old Mexico.
Carolina, why isn't there an East Dakota?
And
East
it is
Dakota
weird that
West
the West Virginia is more on the East Coast.
That's true.
You know,
and you fly to the West when you want to go to the Far East.
Right.
I'm so confused.
Makes no sense.
Makes no sense at all.
Where'd you go to school at, Mike?
I went to a school called Hampton Sydney College. It was like a small private male school.
Uh-huh.
It was like 97% Southern rich white boys, and then there was me.
Who's the most famous person to come out of that school? You?
No. As a matter of fact, there was a president. I think Harrison.
Wow. Harrison?
Wow.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford?
William Henry Harrison. And also Stephen Colbert went to school there.
Wow. Stephen Colbert Report guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, Mike, we went on Facebook and we asked people to submit some questions. Weird questions that they have been asked on a date or on a job interview.
So we have those questions, but like honestly, I'm real curious because I have some questions. I know we have questions of our own.
Yeah.
We're just getting to know.
Bring them on.
So.
Yeah, we have some questions of our own. We submitted. Right. We throw them in there with us.
Uh-oh.
With these things. So I'll go first, and I'll pick one out of this bucket.
It's almost like you're on a date with 2.5 million people right now.
Yeah.
Not weird at all.
Nice question. Which of your two children is your favorite, Mike? They're not here, so you can answer.
That's my question.
Jenna, you're not supposed to tell them.
That's a great question. My daughter. I'm absolutely in love with my daughter. Her name is Wrighton. She's 4 years old.
Yeah,
that's
You know, here's the weird story about that. So my wife is part Greek. And a long time ago, I remember in some Greek art book, I saw this word Wrighton, R-H-Y-T-O-N, or as they say, you know, back where we're from, North Carolina, Wrighton.
Wrighton.
And so I threw it out one day when we were trying to decide names. And my wife was like, oh, I really like that name. Yeah. We named her Wrighton. And then I go on the air after she was delivered, and I said, we named her Wrighton. And then we had people call in and saying, you do realize that that's a Greek word for a vessel that carries alcohol, right?
Even better. Right.
Really?
So I screwed that up.
I thought you just liked to watch a lot of old 70s black TV, like Right On.
No, but she, I tell her that she's my favorite girl in the whole world every single night.
Well, we'd ask you about the other one, but you obviously don't care. So.
He's a boy. We haven't really connected, Jason.
That'll happen later.
It'll be cool when we throw baseball.
All right, next question. When was the last time that you said that you were sorry?
Oh, my God, yesterday. I was Skyping with my wife, and, you know, I'm at the point now where every conversation isn't that, baby, I miss you so much. Mm-hmm. It's, hey, did you pay that Time Warner cable bill? Hey, did you call the plumber? Because we still haven't had that thing fixed in the shower. Every single phone call is starting to get, like, mechanical, and it's like a to-do list.
Right. Yeah.
And yesterday I was so exhausted, I went home. I was supposed to call right after I left. I went home, took a nap. She had to Skype me and wake me up, and I was like, baby, I'm sorry.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Did you call the Time Warner Cable and pay the bill?
Baby, I'm sorry.
You don't understand. We work.
I'm sorry. I'm going to pull some long hours.
What's the TV show you're embarrassed to admit you watch?
Oh, my God. Last night.
What was it?
You had a busy night.
I got hooked in. When I woke up, when I finally woke up, I was scrolling through the TV, and the TV sucks. At this extended stay?
Yeah.
I landed on.
We put you up in the finest establishments.
Yeah. Oh, no. I told Rob, I was like, as long as I got some roach killer, I'm a company. Y'all save some money. Total Divas. Have you seen that show?
I've seen the ads for it, but I don't know the wrestling one.
Oh, wrestling.
Right?
The girl wrestlers.
Yeah. One of the girls is dating John Cena.
And it's so fake, but I was scrolling through and I saw this girl who looked like Ariel, and I kind of got a little thing for Ariel from The Little Mermaid. She got this bright red hair.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I was like, let me kind of check that out.
You should see me in a bikini.
Really?
Yeah, I watched a couple.
I do like the red
hair. The red hair is about where it ends.
Yeah, so that was my guilty pleasure TV show.
All okay, you can rattle off a couple of things here. The three things, they can be random, that best describe you, whether it's, you know, favorite food, activity, something you're passionate about. Three things to describe Mike.
Number one, and Kelly, I should have mentioned this to you yesterday, because I heard you have a bomb macaroni and cheese.
Oh, she does. That's her mother's.
Macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
It's kind of embarrassing, but since I was a kid, everybody in my family calls me Michael Macaroni, because I've been addicted to macaroni and cheese my whole life.
I'll make you one, as you're welcome to our show.
Okay, mac and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese. I brag a lot about being the Virginia High School League state debate champion for 3 years in a row.
You're a great arguer. I mean,
you guys could check out the record books.
So you and Kelly can go at it now.
Still in the record books.
Kind of time,
I can send you the link.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You guys want to
check? I'm good. Check out. I believe you.
The stats on the debate
team. It's there.
All-time leading scorer on the debate team.
So, I mean, three-time state champion.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then also, I think probably a lot of people just say I have like a really crazy past when it comes to growing up poor and dating a lot of women and a lot of crazy stories.
You don't drink at all. You've never taken a sip of alcohol.
You know, that's good. That should have been one of my three.
Past.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this goes along with it. Crazy past. What was your scariest life experience?
Ooh, it's kind of weird. It's kind of a downer. It was a situation where I was doing plays, like doing theater, local theater, and I was 14 years old, and we lived downtown in Farmville, Virginia, and I was coming back from play practice. We were doing Oliver.
Oliver.
I was in Oliver. I tried out for Oliver. I didn't get the part.
I had like three parts.
Small school.
There was nobody
debate
in that
champ and in Oliver.
So I'm walking back, and it was the weirdest moment. It kind of, you know, explains my relationship with my father. But I'm walking back, and there's this girl who's crying, like in this weird alley, and there was a guy, and I kind of looked down the alley. I know this is kind of a downer, and it's like he kind of had her up against the wall. I know. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm just being honest.
Scary.
Yeah.
And I'm freaking out. And I'm walking by myself. I'm 14 years old. And it's after play practice. It's like probably 9:30. It's dark. I go in. I wake my dad up, and I'm shaking him. I'm like, Dad, wake up. You know, I think that there's a girl. You know, she needs your help.
Trouble.
My dad jumps up, and I'm like, this guy's going to be my hero. He's going to, like, go do this. walks over to the closet, grabs his 12-gauge shotgun, hands it to me, and says, you go take care of it.
No!
Wow!
So
he went back to sleep, I guess.
No, I took it, and I walked up, and I held it down to my side. I've never even shot a gun in my life.
Whoa.
But I didn't hold it up, like, pointed, because I felt like this is going to go off, and something's going to happen.
Right.
I just held it down next to me.
Yeah.
And I'm shaking. I was like, ma'am, is everything okay? And she was like, yeah. It was more like, yes, everything's okay.
A little muffled.
Home. Yeah, and I think she knew I was young. I don't know. It could have been the worst moment of my life.
Wow.
I mean, it was, but it could have been a lot worse.
Wow.
Dang, Danny said, handle it.
We're talking to our new executive producer, Mike.
Hey, Mikey!
I need to bounce back from that theory.
Yes. We'll okay, one. Mike, I got one here. Who is your favorite member of the show so far? No pressure here, brother.
I like Big Al.
Thank you.
Because he wears cool hats and watches.
Thank you.
So far, I'm just still getting to know everybody. I haven't had a chance to spend any time with any of you guys one-on-one yet.
No hangout time yet.
I figured like this first week, I'm going to be here, kind of be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be able to start.
Congratulations, Al. You're the executive producer's favorite now.
To bring him an apple or something.
Yeah.
Here, have a banana, Mike.
Well, he seems like the guy who can give me free food at his bar, too.
Yeah. Kind of and drinks.
Mm-hmm. And you just ruined my laptop.
Yeah,
water down.
But I appreciate it.
So who's your new favorite now that he ruined your laptop with that banana?
whoever could get me a tissue first so my laptop doesn't blow up.
You did, really? I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's all good.
Mike, you have a Facebook or Twitter that could ask you questions?
Yeah. At DJ Mike Morse.
Uh-huh.
DJ Mike Morse on Twitter.
All right.
Not Morris.
Morse, like Morse code, like horse with an M.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Al, I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Why?
Because apparently there's a surprise happening.
Yeah, I know. And we don't have any idea what's going on.
Apparently the girls have an idea, so that scares me.
Kelly and Jenna know.
Yeah, I think they have an idea what the surprise is about.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is not really fun for us.
That's not good at all. That's not good.
We don't like surprises.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's like a pleasant surprise.
All right, well,
is J-Lo here?
I didn't see. No.
Yeah, we would never pre-promote that.
Yeah, let's bring one of the biggest celebrities around right now, but not tell anybody. So we'll find out what our big surprise is in about 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
But first, let's send somebody to the beach.
Yeah.
Let's just get right into it. We'll let them know where they're going. Taylor Thompson, say hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Taylor Thompson.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Taylor.
Hi, I am a teacher. Mm-hmm. I teach sixth grade science, and just so happy to talk to you guys this morning.
Happy to talk to you, too.
Yay.
Sixth grade science.
Sixth grade science.
I had Miss McCoy, I believe, back at Green Hill.
Sixth grade. I forgot my teacher's name.
That was that teacher I had, and when she gave me a 23 on a test one time, but the answers were like on a separate sheet of paper, so this is a little white lie
that
cheated. I told my mama I wrote a line and I wrote 25 right up under it. So my mom thought I got a 23 out of 25.
Well done, Al.
And my mom, because you had to sign it. You had to get it signed by your parents.
Mm-hmm.
So. Sorry, Mom.
My sixth grade teacher hated me so much.
Because you're a goody-goody?
Miss Kirshner.
Mm-hmm.
She was also my Sunday school teacher. My mother had to move me out of her Sunday school class. It was bad.
She hated you that much?
Yes, it was awful.
I wonder why.
You were smarter than her? I don't know. I was bigger than her.
Well... Taylor Thompson, the sixth grade science teacher, is going to play 6 seconds from the beach. You know how to play, Taylor?
Yes.
You do? All right. Well, I'll just explain it anyways because we have
just to. In case.
Just in case.
Just in case. Say, I didn't understand.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to play you an audio clue of a celebrity that we've used in the Hizzywood Hizzle in the past. After that clip is over, I'm going to give you 3 clues, and then you have 6 seconds to guess who it is, Taylor.
Okay.
Get it right? You're going to the Hyatt Zilara in Cancun. Ready for this?
She's in the zone. Have you noticed? She's calmed herself down. She's in the zone to pay attention.
Hate for the teacher to fail this test.
Yeah. Don't fail this because then all your students are going to make fun of you.
Ooh, boy.
Here's your audio clue, Taylor.
When the seagulls follow the trawler, it is because they think sardines will be thrown into the sea.
Wow. Deep. Here's your clues. Not famous anymore. Bag overhead. Transformers.
Yes!
You go, girl. You go, girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, buddy. You're going to Mexico, baby. Pack up your Bunsen burner.
Where's she going, Big Al Mac?
She is going to Cancun, Mexico. The Hyatt Zilara, baby. 4 days, 3 nights. You're going to be on the beach looking at the beach from your hotel room. You can rent one of those little fancy white beds with the sheet over it, just like on Miami Vice or something. It's going to be so cool. They've got like 6 restaurants. They've got all kinds of stuff.
Taylor, it's all inclusive. It's all inclusive.
Yeah.
You know what the best part of all inclusive means? You basically leave your wallet in the room. Yeah. Don't even worry about that.
But put it in the safe.
Yeah. Put it in the safe, for sure.
I'm going to tell you something else about Mexico. The taxi price is negotiable. You know when you come out of customs and you got all those people right there? Hey, come over here.
Don't go to any of them.
Keep walking. Go outside. Then negotiate your taxi price, okay? And also, do you drink beer?
Have I been there?
Do you drink beer?
Oh, do I drink beer? Yes, I drink beer.
Okay, as soon as you get to the Cancun airport, there's a little stand right there on the right. Don't buy beer there. It's overpriced. All right, stop it. There's a 7-Eleven a mile from the airport.
Yep.
Go in there, but take the cab driver in there with you or they'll try and screw you in there.
Okay? Yeah, they'll leave you.
All right.
That's a lot of helpful tips right there, Al.
Well done.
You're set, baby.
And you'll be getting down there thanks to Southwest Airlines because they're flying to Mexico starting
in August. Yeah.
Have fun, Taylor.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have fun at school today.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Ladies, go ahead and take it away because you planned this surprise.
Some type of surprise going on, JC, and I don't know what it is.
When I think surprise, I think of cool stuff. Like, you guys got Eminem to come sing with me.
Yeah,
that didn't happen, JC. Not this week.
No.
We're still working on it, though.
I know. We've been working on it for like 6 years, and I thank you for that.
I've made so many phone calls.
I know you have. So what did you guys get planned?
What's the big surprise?
Well, the other day we gave our beauty tips, you know, and I think you were kind of poo-pooing on some of our ideas and then came back with your own ridiculous ones like stand up straight.
That was Al.
Good posture is very important, Kelly.
I don't think Al got the beauty thing right.
Al had 23 tips, they were all like style.
I had beauty / style tips. What's beauty? How you going to tell me what's beauty for me?
We came in each week. We'd go through, you've been waiting 2 days.
I've been waiting for that.
We go through so much, all these potions and lotions and treatments and painful.
Sometimes my armpits.
Sometimes painful experiences to look like this.
You look great.
You come in, stand up straight, drink more water.
Get a watch, yeah.
So, exactly. Get a watch and wear nice shoes. This is ridiculous.
Whatever. Get to the point.
So, we thought.
All those are up at kidnation.com, by the way.
Yeah.
You guys as guys are really hard on girls.
Yeah. You expect
so much.
To like
our appearance and grooming and, Jenna, you're sweating a little bit.
Y'all, no, we don't.
Y'all are hard on yourselves. You have beauty product lines around the bathtub or in the shower.
It's because of you. Anyway, we want to make sure that you both know at least a little bit what it's like for us women and what we have to go through.
This isn't a surprise. This is
a
torture.
Get to the point.
It's an experience, and it might be life-changing. And I know for a fact that Kid Craddock had this done.
And there is something us women go through.
No!
There is something us women go through nearly every month that we always say to the people that do it to us, man, I wish my boyfriend or guy would go through this once in his life.
Oh, no.
We welcome Melissa and Tierney from Wax in the City.
Waxing the City, these are the beautiful women that every 5 weeks wax my nether regions.
They're waxing,
every five?
They're going to wax our nether thing?
Same sticks.
I can stretch mine out for six.
You can, but I go about five, right? Tierney, what's the twist?
The twist is that yesterday you guys were talking about keeping the nose hair trimmed.
No.
Hey, you know what?
No.
Remember the grief we used to give Kid about his nose hairs?
Yeah.
Finally,
dude, he had Rapunzel coming out of his nose.
Climb up in there with those things.
It's got to start somewhere, right? And he went and had his nose hairs waxed, and it was a life-changing experience
for
him.
My stomach hurts right now.
It's okay. And now, I mean, okay, so you tell us a little bit, because you do men's hair all
the
time,
Melissa.
Right?
I do men's hair.
Turn her on, Shannon. The microphone.
Shout out.
Uh-oh.
Is she on? No, here. We'll use mine here.
Use Jenna's.
That one off.
All right. Well, we do men's everything. We wax noses, ears, eyebrows,
everything.
Now, you know, women do our private areas. Do men care to have that done as well?
Yeah. We do. We actually have a big male clientele.
So guess what? We're not doing your noses today, fellas.
See, I would do that part with wax people, but I feel like if they listen to the show, it's weird.
Why?
I don't know. It's just weird because I'd want to be anonymous and just get in there and be like, oh, did you see that guy? I just totally waxed him. And then I never see him again.
Yeah, my Lone Ranger mask on or something.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that come in for the male Brazilian.
But do you see him out and about, like at the club sometimes?
She probably doesn't go to those clubs.
Yeah. No. Oh.
Gotcha.
Actually, that's one of the first things I asked her when I went in, and she said that you'd be surprised. You think it's that culture that does it, and they care more about grooming. She says no.
Straight
tons of straight men do it.
They just like to feel. It's just a clean feeling. It really is. And it's,
I feel clean when I get out of the bathtub. I'm good.
Well, let's get this going because you guys got some strays. So,
how painful is it to have your nose hair waxed?
You know, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. You feel like the pressure, but you don't feel the pain.
Have they done studies on what is the most painful place to wax?
On a man, I would say it's the chest. The chest is the most sensitive just because there's so many nerve endings there. Mm-hmm.
I think I'd rather do my chest than my nose.
You don't have any hair
we're
going to
know
chest.
You wouldn't.
We're going to do a little bit of that, too. How about he has some rogue nipple hairs.
Yeah,
you want to get your nipple hairs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could get the nipple
hairs. He's happy about that.
Yeah, I need to get rid of
those.
There's
actually a lot of men who come in for nipple hair removal.
That's all I grow.
Don't touch my taco meat.
That's what it's called. That's what it's called.
I'd like to get rid of that just to see what it would be like.
Yeah, let's get rid of the
taco
meat.
We can take like a little strip. We can just.
Yeah, let's do a little bit of the chest.
All right.
Let's do a little bit of the
guys
chest.
Guys don't know what they're in.
I know. But this is the thing I promise you because I've had many waxes. Going to this wax in the city, they use this black wax and no paper. And it's just the wax itself that dries. And it was like, I was so scared to get it done after some prior experiences. Mm-hmm. It's really not as painful as other ones I've had done.
Yeah. Shannon, I might curse, so please ride the delay. I might curse.
Well, seriously, all my girlfriends go actually to both of these women, so we're experienced here.
Yes, we have a great technique, and our product is really, really great. It's gentle on the skin.
Let's do it.
There's no technique when it comes to nose hair. Okay. It hurts. Okay.
There is a technique, though.
There is a technique. Let's do it.
All right, Melissa, so who is this
like,
over here?
Close your eyes, count to three, and pull on two.
This is Tierney. She's going to be doing Big Al's nose. Yes. Are you going to start with the nose?
Yeah. Start with the nose.
Start with the
nose. Doing the nose and then the taco meat.
We're going to do the nose and the taco meat.
All right.
He looks nervous.
Have you, like, blown your nose lately? Make sure it's cleaned out up in there? Yeah.
Well, we'll clean it out if not.
Do you guys get boogies and stuff sometimes?
they see.
We didn't prepare these guys, did we?
No.
They didn't have any ideas.
I had no idea.
Don't blow your nose all over the place.
Okay, go for it, Tierney.
All right.
Uh-oh. All right, Tierney.
Al's going first.
I need to sit down. Okay.
Yeah, because you're going to faint because it's going to hurt so bad.
Hurt. I make my husband come in and do this all the time, and now he's
you
obsessed
make him do it?
And addicted.
Really?
Yeah. Loves it. I mean, once you do this once, guys really, really get hooked on it.
Seriously, you guys, it's like you have like bare baby skin everywhere for like a month, and then, you know, and then you got to wait and go back and do it again.
Do armpits
hurt? The
first
is the worst.
Do I need to take my shirt off?
You know the first time, but it definitely.
Whoa. What is that? I thought that was your nose.
It gets better over time.
Okay, so she has the black wax on.
Bring your head back.
It's like a dark blue.
Looks like a chopstick.
Yeah, it looks like tar being put in your nose.
Al, take your glasses and your hat off.
Al, I just got a glimpse up your nose. You got like a forest up in that thing.
I know I'm kind of getting a little intimate here. Come on.
Turn around for me.
Oh, turn around?
Yeah, it's better.
So she's going to go over top.
Oh, she needs to be from up. Oh, wow.
It's better if we go from behind just because.
We do it from behind.
Ding. It's like, right. She's got to deforce that nose.
All right.
And it dries like instantly.
Don't be nervous. You're about to put a stick up my nose.
No, stick it up there. Right.
We don't do the whole stick in the nose thing. There's a lot of other studios that do that. Mm. We don't do that.
Oh, wow, it's hot.
I know you guys usually don't make this painful, but if you can, just for this one
Mike.
Time.
Oh,
that's
my
one thing
God.
I was thinking is they're so gentle.
I might grab a little mustache right out of your mouth.
Make it painful.
Ow, ow.
Oh, you're going to take his beard coloring off.
Easy there.
Al, I'm so nervous for you, man.
Okay. He's going to love
it. You just do one hole at a time, right?
He's going to be coming into wax in the city every month for this.
My right foot is tapping. I don't know why.
Ready?
Because
you're scared.
Okay.
They always tell you when. Okay.
You've been waxed somewhere before, haven't you, Al?
I think so.
Oh, well, that camera. Go to kidtv.com. Oh.
Here we go. Here we go.
It's close up.
Here we go.
Ow!
Al, don't move. Don't move.
Does it hurt, Al?
Oh. Move the microphone.
Oh, God, I'm fucking don't curse.
Holy moly.
Let's take a look. Should we get a close up?
Yeah.
Get a close up.
Is that a lot? Is it a lot?
Lord.
A lot. Like I had,
can you breathe like
out?
I look like I had a caterpillar up my nose. Oh.
But you know what? We only get the inner rim, so it's really nice because
JC
just
is hiding.
I don't
want to
do it.
He doesn't want to do it. JC, you're covered in tat.
Is it really that bad?
I want to see it.
So I know like it smarts, it stings, it brings tears to your eyes, right?
Yeah.
But can you breathe better?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
When the pain goes away. When you're smooth, it's like you're just going to want to be
touching it for days. You're going to love it.
Let's go to break.
I'm going to go to break. I'm just feeling my skin.
Okay, JC, do you want noses?
All right, JC, your
turn. JC, do your nipple
hairs.
Take off your shirt.
My nipple?
You got to do the other
nose
hole,
though. Yeah, let's do the nipples.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't know. I need to get going. For JC to take off his shirt.
No, take it off. You got to do the nipple hairs.
Come on, Kelly's going to make fun of me.
JC, it's not that bad.
You can do your nose or your nipple.
I do either.
Kid TV, the shirt is coming off.
Yeah, buddy.
Have to ask him twice.
Oh, yes.
I think, I seriously don't think nipples would hurt that bad.
You shaved everything
flat
else.
Out, it's going to hurt
Wow,
worse.
You have more than a rogue.
Do you shave this right here?
No.
Oh.
No, you just can't
I
grow
just
any
can't
hair
grow
there.
Thanks for pointing it
okay.
out.
Okay. All right, who's going to do his chest?
I can
who's
going to
do my chest
okay,
region?
Let's do it. Yeah, he's
going
to stand at his mic.
Do I need to sit down?
We need to get the...
Well,
whew.
Don't jump all over the place.
Well, I can't help it.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I don't want
You guys are going to be so groomed, and it's going to look so nice. And you're really going to appreciate your wife.
Oh, he gets the yellow wax. I got the blue wax.
I guess the...
Oh, it's better?
Okay.
No, don't sniff it.
Oh.
Okay, why do you use this wax on the chest?
So this wax on the chest because it's a little bit finer hair. Right in here, and it's a larger area, so we normally just use this wax. On that
it's hot.
It's hot, isn't it? It's hot, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't like it.
You should have done the nose.
You should have after they told you the chest is the most painful.
I'm telling you, the nose was
I just don't see how that's possible. Wait, what are you doing?
And so keep in mind that us girls do 30 minutes.
It's going to tear my nipple
of
off. Kelly Clarkson!
Oh, come on.
Ah, you're supposed to count.
Jeez.
Man, we gotta finish.
We gotta finish.
That's what she said.
Okay.
JC.
Yo, Kelly, I'm not kidding.
You
freaking hurt.
Think about what
I've
we got.
I've had it ripped off in worse places. Yeah. And I didn't scream
I'll
like
tell
that.
You what, the girl's pelvic, down low pelvic area is so painful.
I put my hand over my mouth and just.
Seriously.
Bear it.
Does it sound like a torture chamber over at your work?
No. Oh, my. That's a lot of
it's
hair.
Like, look at that.
Look at that.
But see, now you got to do the other one.
Can you transplant it to his face because he's trying to grow a beard?
Yeah, do the nipple.
Okay, let's.
Looks like a Band-Aid grew hair.
Oh, yeah, right?
Oh, man.
Can't be one nipple hairy.
Well, we have the
it makes your eyes water. You know when you pluck a nose hair out and your eyes kind of water?
Smart.
I really wish every guy would do a... Brazilian, just one.
I'm just gonna do
so
one
they know
nipple,
what
I
we
think.
Go through.
Yeah, well, it's
I'm just gonna do one nipple.
I think we can only do one eye patch.
You're gonna go home and your wife's gonna say, "What did you do?"
Yeah, just do one. We'll call you left.
She warned you. She warned you.
You've done the nose.
JC, you have nine. You have nine tattoos.
No.
You sound like your son, Kaysen.
No. No more.
Right here. Dude, come on. Come on, man up, dude. Man up.
I've gotten...
Says the man who jumped behind the TV.
Wow, there you go.
Look,
it looks so good now.
It's going to look really nice.
I'm bleeding.
No, you're not. Oh, my gosh. Melissa and Tony, do you guys find that guys are more puny when it comes to this kind of thing?
You know, they're not usually in the studio because it's a girl waxing them. So
yeah, they're trying to man up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They definitely are like...
Or they're just tougher than our two.
They're like, this doesn't hurt. This is good. I'm good.
No,
just not JC.
Oh, look, she put my initials in your chest.
I keep it real.
That looks great.
I think I just have sensitive nipples.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Thanks for the info.
Look at him ending the break. So you're like hairy on one and not
show the
on
cameras.
The other.
I'll keep the pirate chest. Where's the camera?
That looks good. It looks really good.
Oh.
And then look, they're going to put some nice calming oil on it.
Yeah, that grapeseed oil, right?
We talked about this yesterday.
No, this one is actually an azelaic oil. It's a blue soothing oil.
So soothing.
Look at this. See, men, go get this done, and then you get a hot girl
you got
rubbing oil.
Yeah, you got a chick rubbing on your chest. All I got was a girl put a finger up my nose.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Josh Groban should be calling the show here any minute now, but we're in the aftermath of the waxing disaster that Alan
A disaster? I wouldn't call that a disaster.
I want to ask Josh if he's ever done any manscaping. You know, it's a huge celebrity.
I bet he's under a lot more pressure than you guys to look his best.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Photos.
We learned something about me.
I think I just have sensitive nipples.
You know?
I think most people do.
Al, you only did one nostril.
Yeah, I'm good. One and done, baby.
I'm proud of you, JC, for following through with the other half of your chest.
Because you look ridiculous. I mean, at least a thousand O's you can't really see.
I felt lopsided without the other one.
Yeah, you had to go all out.
Because I couldn't shave it, because then it still wouldn't match up.
Yeah. See, with one nostril, it's really no big deal. You know, I can just breathe through my right or my left just fine. And I just walk around with one nose like this all day. You know, it's no big deal.
What's the nostril feel like when you wax that?
Hollow.
Your eyes water.
Just hollow?
It's like you can just, like, breathe, like, through a wind tunnel, right?
Yeah. And I think my left nostril, now that it has been waxed, is overcompensating for my right nostril.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really do.
Your left nostril's uppity now?
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm curious, but I don't know how much nose hair I have, but I'm going tomorrow, so maybe I'll have him do my nose just to see if it's really as bad as you made it sound.
I don't think girls have that crazy of nostril hair, do they?
I haven't noticed a lot of women with abundance of nasal hair.
That's a guy problem.
I mean, I never, like, see it, but
every once in a while,
everyone has nose hair.
Like, you'll have that one hair. It won't be like a whole, like a bush of hair. It'll just be like one hair that just sticks out. And it's just so annoying.
But I do see women that have like mustaches and like chin hair. And I'm wondering, do you not see that in the mirror? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Young girls. I mean, I know when you get older and hormones thing, that happens. I'm talking about young girls.
Yeah.
Like up in the club.
Well, it's something that's nice to do the waxing for your significant other, you know, when you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Groban, do you wax for your woman?
I was going to say, when somebody starts talking about waxing on the radio, I just have to call in. Sorry.
Thanks for caller 10, Josh.
I dare you interrupt.
You're the first caller, Josh.
Am I the first caller? Do I get a free no-no?
You know what, Josh? We actually just had, we wanted to put the guys through what us girls go through in terms of grooming. So we had some beautiful waxing women come in and wax the chest and nose hairs of JC and Big Al. Have you ever had anything waxed?
No, I have not. Just because, you know, I'm a wuss and, you know, I just don't want the pain. But are they mic'd while it's happening?
Yes.
It was on the air.
We took it like men, Josh.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, then how do you stay so gorgeous
if it doesn't involve waxing?
I don't know. I think like the lumberjack thing kind of works for me. Like I've always kind of like, ever since I was like 10 years old, I was like, I want to be like Magnum P.I. You know, so.
Do you have problem hair or problem hairy areas?
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen Josh Groban shirtless. I'm trying to.
Have you seen the top of my head? That's a.
Well, yeah.
My whole head of hair is a problem area. It's a wild. I'm like a chia pet.
Yeah.
You know, if I could go through an entire body wax and not feel it, I would really love to know what that cool breeze just feels like. It'd be
amazing. It is nice after you get in the sheets at night, like the cool sheets of your bed, and there's no hair and no friction on the sheets. It's a nice feeling.
Streaking.
Mm-hmm. Josh, I'd like to take this opportunity to ask you about your relationship with Selena Gomez.
We know you want to.
I am hanging up the phone five more times.
Josh, I've always known you were funny, but until this morning when somebody pointed out your Twitter, I'm going to start following you on Twitter.
I'm going to do it right now.
You're funny.
Finally.
You've got a few. Well, I wouldn't be the first.
You know you made it when Kelly starts following you.
Right. I don't follow many.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So you're a star. You're getting back on the crazy ones because you've done the show in the past, right?
I have. Yeah, I've done it once before, and thrilled to be back. And the character's kind of become a complete diva now, so it's a lot more fun to play because he wears like snakeskin boots now.
Yeah. your character writes jingles and stuff.
He writes jingles, but he doesn't do condiments. Let's make that very
clear. Does it hurt your feelings that Brad Paisley's on the show too and he gets to play Brad Paisley and you come on and you don't get to play Josh Groban?
I've played myself enough in so many shows that to be honest, I don't really enjoy going on TV anymore playing myself. I think that it's way more fun for me, at least, to go on as a character and to kind of dive into something completely new. And Brad, you know, is so talented and so funny. And for him to have gone on as himself and to have been okay, like kind of, you know, poking fun a little bit and just kind of having a good time, we had a blast.
I've heard people say it's harder when you go on and play yourself than it is to pretend to be someone else. I mean, it's really hard. How do I act?
You're micromanaging, like, how much am I going to be me and my brand, and then how much am I going to, like, be a bizarre version of myself? And, like, it's a little weird when you're playing yourself because you still have lines. You're not being you. You're being some writer's, you know, idea of you.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And so, no, I like being Danny a lot more on TV.
Is Robin Williams still kind of out there?
Are you trying to ask if he's annoying?
he's always trying to be funny, right?
Well, I mean, he rarely fails at that. He's unbelievable to watch on set because he's so professional and he's so just like he's actually pretty shy when the cameras aren't rolling. He'll be kind of standing.
That's hard to believe.
In the corner, and he's so great to talk to. And my parents were on set and he came up and talked to my folks.
Uh-huh.
And my dad was in advertising, and so he's asking about that. I mean, he's just as nice as can be. And then when the cameras are rolling, he's just like. He's this comedic monster, and like you just have to kind of roll with it. You know, a lot of the stuff on set is improvised with Robin.
And then you're forced to improvise, and oh, that just makes me nervous. I hate improv so much.
That's what keeps it fresh when you're on set for 14 hours a day is when you can be free like that and just, you know, flow with somebody like that. It's a masterclass.
Now, Josh, you started off singing, and I think I remember the first thing I saw you on was Ally McBeal. I mean, that's mm-hmm. been so long ago. Do you just happen to be able to act, or do you have to take lessons and really hone your craft? Because JC just, you know, completed his first movie and has never had an acting lesson, and I don't think he cares to even bother.
I'm just busy, Josh. You got it. I mean, JC is just obviously a natural, but for the rest of us, I studied acting when I was younger. I mean, I thought that I would just be a full-on actor, and the singing was something that I was doing kind of in service of the acting. I thought that I would, you know, do musical theater or something like that. So the fact that the singing and the music and the songwriting became number one, it's been so great to flex the acting and the comedic muscle again. I've missed it a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd do it full time, but it's been great to do it to kind of exercise those demons a little bit.
I was reading about you, and I read that you and your brother have the same birthday. Is that correct?
We do. We have the same exact birthday, 4 years apart. I got a sniveling, snotty baby on my fourth birthday.
Was that like the biggest whooping?
I was supposed to get a clown party, and it sucked.
Well, hopefully it all worked out all right.
How'd you guys get each other presents?
It worked out great now. I mean, we're best of friends, but when you're a four-year-old and you have to go straight to the hospital because you're going to have, like, you know, something that's going to take the attention away from you, it's tough, you know, for a performer.
Does he sing?
No, he doesn't sing. Although I have a sneaking suspicion he's got a great singing voice because we have the exact same speaking voice, and so I think that, you know, he probably can sing, but he's a director. He's a film and TV director.
So you've never caught him? You've never caught him like walking in on him in a hotel room or something like that, and he's singing one of your songs to see if he can sing it better than you?
Not once. No, and it's so funny because we haven't even so much as karaoke'd. I have no idea what his singing voice sounds like, and this is why I think. Little conspiracy theory. Like I think he's hiding a glorious singing voice 10 times more beautiful than mine.
Well, speaking of conspiracy, though, Josh, if he has the
waiting to strike.
If your brother has the exact same speaking voice as you, you know a little stunt you could pull. Because I know for a fact this has happened. We had somebody admit it to us before.
Yeah.
Some of our celebrities that we've interviewed on the radio, when they do international interviews, other stations, they have other people do the interviews pretending to be them. You could have your brother.
Oh, man, that's such a good idea.
Yeah, you could have your brother pretending to be you.
Wait, hold on.
Is this really Josh Groban?
Is it? Yeah. How do I know it's Josh Groban?
April 3rd.
Last question, Josh. I need you to break me off a little bit of your favorite rap song for me.
Oh, do you rap?
Some of my favorite. I don't rap, but I mean, just like, you know, the paper kind. But I like rap. You want to hear some of my favorite?
Yeah, like your favorite guilty pleasure rap song.
Break us off, though.
Everybody knows Vanilla Ice.
Oh man. Well, I mean, like growing up, you know, as a teenager in the '90s, like that was just kind of like a really. I mean, I grew up with, you know, basically Beastie Boys and Sir Mix-a-Lot. You know,
I like Big Bus, baby.
Yeah. Notorious B.I.G. I was a big Tupac fan. I'm not a big fan of the hologram Tupac. I think the hologram Tupac was a little creepy.
Mm-hmm.
He's
dancing around.
He's not. Yeah, you're politicking all the way around. Okay.
Just ask him about how he's sleeping with Selena so he can hang up and go.
pick up Josh Groban's album, All That Echoes. It's still out there. And also, he's going to be on The Crazy Ones tonight on CBS, 8:30 Central. Josh Groban, always a pleasure, my man.
Hey, same here. Thanks for having me on. And good luck with the waxing. I'm going to get right on that.
Thanks,
Josh.
And you and Selena make a beautiful couple, sir.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Hanging up now.
Josh Groban.
I like him.
Such a nice guy.
Cool guy.
Nice guy.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So yesterday, Our own Psycho Shannon came clean about a little white lie.
A brown lie?
Or that, yes. More accurate, Al.
Yes.
That got people on Facebook talking.
Mm-hmm.
Brie Laxton wrote in and said, I have four daughters, and I tell all of them, you're my favorite. Don't tell your sisters.
There was a movie about that. And
that's
the kids
smart.
All grew up totally mental cases. Don't you remember that?
She says it's either a white lie or a huge truth because they are all my favorite for different reasons.
There you go.
I mean, everyone has mutually agreed that it's not immoral to tell white lies.
Yeah,
right?
Sometimes it's okay.
Sometimes it's just easier. That's why I used to tell my ex-wife, sometimes a lie is just, it's just easier to come here and make something up than to tell you what I really did.
you said ex-wife, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. And that's why she's an ex-wife.
Patty Hawk. Kitka said, I used to tell my kids that when there are tons of birds on a lawn somewhere, that they were guard birds. And if you trespass, they would attack and peck your eyes out.
Hey,
that's child abuse.
It got them not to go on the lawn, though. You don't want to mess up the grass.
Right?
Go ahead.
See, Era says she will tell her daughter that if she swallows bubble gum, she'll get worms in her tummy. She started crying.
Aw. Because she's probably been swallowing a lot of gum.
Yeah. Well, we've all told little white lies, but have you ever, you've told one to get out of work, right, in the past? Maybe when you're in high school
mm-hmm.
or when you're in college, you want to keep on partying or whatever you're doing. Well, there's a 31-year-old guy named Dwayne Yeager of Brandon, Florida. Okay. He woke up on Monday. He didn't want to go to work.
No, I got no time.
He got no time. Mondays suck. So his wife said, no, you should go to work. So he left around 6:30, waited for his wife to leave, and then he went back home. Then around 7:30, he decided to call police and reported a fake robbery. Also, he'd have a great excuse to miss work. Here's the call.
How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I need a sheriff and Brandon and Heather Lake. I was only gone for 45 minutes or so, and I come back. My door's wide open. My windows to my son's bedroom wide open. My TVs are laying on the ground.
Did you see anybody when you came in, or is anything missing that you can see?
I called y'all right away. All I see is the front door wide open. Called my wife, and I was like, I said, we did lock the front door, right? She said, yes.
Did you see any vehicles driving away when you were pulling up or anything like that?
On the corner, right when I pulled up, there was a white, like a little Honda Civic was pulling away. Well, white, it had like a black fender.
Well, listen, I have a couple of deputies on the way there to you.
Thank you very much.
He got arrested.
How'd they find out he was lying?
Yeah.
They find out when you're lying.
How?
Well, I mean,
that's not part.
It's a robbery. They didn't take anything, obviously. I mean,
TVs were on the ground. Maybe he startled them mid-robbery and they got away.
Yeah, he's a bad liar.
You don't have to call 911 to tell them they broke into your house. Just call work and say, somebody broke into my house.
Yeah, exactly. That's bad because, you know, then you're wasting important time.
That is a man.
Yeah.
A man is not going to just lie. A man's going to have a backup plan. A backup lie. Like,
right.
Okay, I'm not going to just tell my wife, blah, blah, blah. I need my homeboy to be on point to say that just in case my wife, if this comes up, this is what I did.
That's not a little white lie. That's
a backup plan.
That's an intricate lie right there, dude. Jenna, you said you have a white lie that you tell every single day.
Yes, and I am hoping, ladies, let me know, that you all do this as well, nearly on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
When a girl says, I'm on my way,
oh, Lord.
That means I'm walking out the door soonish.
Soonish.
And then when I text, like if I'm going to meet someone and I say I'm about to walk out the door, that means I'm really finishing my makeup, changing purses, and probably have about 5 real minutes before I walk out the door.
why do people do this? Just tell us what the time is.
Because when I'm running late, it's just like, because I try to be on time, you know, and I don't like it. But I mean, even my own roommate does it. We laugh about it. It's like, you always send the text, like, I'm on my way, which really means, like, you're probably about 5 minutes from really being being in the car on your way.
I have a white lie that I could tell my wife once a month. If I want to stay out a little bit longer.
Huh.
What?
Like if I go to a lunch with my friends or a dinner or I just go out on guy's night, I will tell her, valet lost my keys.
Yeah, the valet is taking forever, but I really haven't left the restaurant.
Once a month.
Every time. Buys you
must think you're the most unlucky valet person in the world.
What's even weirder is JC's so cheap he never valet parks.
Tomorrow. Right?
On the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I'm surprised I would get caught because of that.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
A condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.